the better your website is designed for mobile use, the more people will visit more content on your website.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next event on the card is a heavyweight marketing bout for the small to medium business owner. In the red corner, from Paradise, Australia, is David. And in the blue corner, from an English paradise, is David.
Hello and welcome to this week's super scintillating episode of David versus David, the podcast where we discuss all things relevant to marketing and advertising, promotion and use of the internet for small and medium business owners. My name here in the UK, I'm David Pritchard, and my co-host week in, week out has been David Council. In sunny Hobart, Tasmania. It's an age thing, David.
The irony of that is, folks, is that Tasmania is a triangular shaped state, and they refer to it as the map of Tasmania. Draw your own picture. It's never referred to as a toe. So,
anyway, so how are we this week, David?
I'm really good, really excited about this topic because this is groundbreaking stuff, and it will affect people. And I'm surprised by how many people do not know about this. Well, I suppose I'm not that surprised because most people aren't like us, you know, and so deeply immersed in all of this stuff. If you're a normal business person, I don't imagine that you're on the mail list for Google Webmasters. So this could be about to pass you by and you will be sitting there going, oh no, what has happened to my website? There are a lot of web developers right around the world about to get some very angry phone calls. And we will explain to you why this is about to happen.
This is what we hinted at at the end of our episode last week. In fact, it was going to be half, we envisaged it was going to be half of last week's episode. We were talking about content marketing last week. We had a couple of questions and answers that we were hoping to get through. And the content marketing one took up, in fact, the more or less the whole episode. But it was good. I mean, it wasn't short on content itself, was it? But it didn't leave enough time to go into this topic at all. This is a huge topic, and it's a question we get asked about on an occasional basis from some people who, you know, they query about use of mobile and how their websites appear on mobile devices and stuff. Wasn't from any one particular person, but it's a little issue that gets a little issue. Gosh, it's a huge issue. It gets raised from time to time in various guises by people that we deal with on a throughout the course of our own businesses, and it is Google's take on mobile devices and websites and ranking websites on mobile devices and stuff. So, you know, it's a huge, huge topic. It's going to be one that's going to become more and more important for small businesses. You know, you may think you've got a website that's doing the job for you. You know, maybe you're just absolutely dead chuffed to have a website, full stop. But you have to really think about the way that people interact with your website and how that has changed over time. And that's really what this episode is going to be about. It's not particularly a Q&A episode. It's an episode all on one question, and it's all about mobile-friendly websites and how to rank them better in the search engines when people are on their mobile devices. David, you're all fired up for this one, aren't you?
Oh, look, I am, because this is really important, guys. Let me just start out by reading to you from the official Google announcement. So it was dated Thursday, February 26, 2015. Now, I'm not going to read the whole lot because, you know,
you can.
It's a bit boring. Yeah. But the part that you need to know is this. It's listed as point one, more mobile-friendly websites in search results. Starting April 21, okay? April 21. So that's not a lot of notice that they've given, but they have given it a date. And I should also mention, Google doesn't normally tell you when they're changing stuff. They just go and do it, and the rest of the world plays catch up. So for Google to make an announcement to all webmasters worldwide means this is hugely significant. They are trying to make sure that everybody gets in and does what they should do as fast as possible. So starting April 21, we will be expanding our use of mobile friendliness as a ranking signal. This change will affect mobile searches in all languages worldwide and will have a significant impact on our search results. Consequently, users will find it easier to get relevant, high-quality search results that are optimized for their device. Now, what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
What it actually means is that if your website is not mobile-friendly to the new criteria, and once again, new criteria that Google is putting in place, they are going to begin artificially ranking your web page down. So you might be sitting there right now going, this is fantastic, I've got a website, it's doing the job, you know, I'm getting plenty of people coming to my website, they search, look at that, Google, position one, page one, and your website doesn't meet the new criteria that will click in on April 21, then you will start to see your web page slide backwards. And for no other reason than Google has decided that it's going to service its customers, the people who are searching, in a different manner. Now, the type of things that they're looking at is if you look at a website on a mobile device and it's slightly too wide, you know, so you're having to sort of maneuver around the page, you're out. They're going to rank you down. If your font isn't a big enough size, and they've set the criteria on how big, then they are going to rank you down. If the menu buttons and links on your web page aren't of a preset size and separated far enough from each other, they are going to rank you down. However, you know, this is not, oh my God, what am I going to do? They've actually even provided a tool so that you can test your website and see whether or not it meets the criteria. And if it doesn't meet the criteria, they'll give you a list of things that you need to go and do on your website. They even make recommendations like, if did a web developer design your site? Oh, here, go and do this.
Yeah.
Did you make it yourself? Did you make it out of WordPress? They're trying to cover all eventualities. They're not, you know, this is not big bad bogeyman time. This is just a wake-up call. And you've got to ask yourself, why did all of this start to take place? Why all of a sudden has Google arisen from its big dragon's cave and come out and scorched the village? Well, Christmas 2014, mobile search, so people doing searches on a mobile device, a tablet, an iPad, an Android phone. We're not talking about laptop computers or desktop computers. This is only mobile devices. But as at Christmas 2014, mobile search passed desktop search.
Mm-hmm.
So more than 50% of people are now searching using mobile devices. I am led to understand that that number is somewhere around 56% and growing. And not growing at a sort of slow and steady pace. It is an exponential increase. I know from my own browsing, I was sitting on my couch the other night. I'd had my laptop open. I wanted to look something up and I searched it on my mobile phone, which was sitting beside me, rather than pick up my laptop and search it. So given that that event has taken place, and Google's monitoring this stuff all of the time because it's how they service their customers, the people who are searching better, they have decided that, well, if the bulk of people are searching that way, then that's the way that we're going to service them. We are going to make pages that search better on a mobile device more important. So if your website looks beautiful on a computer desktop and sucks the big one when it comes to mobile devices, then you're going to rank down.
I love your phraseology, David.
Yes, well, you know, we call it like it is here. So you've got to stop thinking about it. Now, I was only talking to a customer about, a customer of mine, not a customer of Google, although in the same way, a customer of Google, the other day. And we were discussing, at what point do we stop designing websites, even with a desktop look to it, and only design for the usage of a mobile or tablet device? I don't think that date is very far away. I think that we're probably looking at somewhere in the next 12 to 18 months before, you know, how it looks on a desktop will not be the primary design criteria. It will very much be the secondary design criteria.
You're probably right there.
So get your head around that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And now, there's some subtle changes, as with all these things that have taken place. Google, its mantra has always been to provide the best information, you know, return the best results for the user, provide the best user experience, and so on. So they've always been strong on returning sites in search engines that are the most relevant. They've also had a strong focus over the last few years on user experience. So they're looking at things like site speed. You know, if your page takes an age to load up, it's going to raise a little red flag against you. If your site has loads of advertising on it above the fold, you know, if the first thing that people see when they get to your website is loads of advertising, they're going to raise a red flag against you, and so on and so on. So they've been concentrating on user experience, and this is the next major step in the user experience, because they want to provide the most relevant information to the user that's searching. And now they're saying, you know, where is that user when they're searching? You know, what where are they, what are they on? You know, and they're not necessarily on the desktop anymore, as we've been saying here. They've reached this tipping point where people are more and more mobile. They're interacting with the web in different ways than were envisaged, you know, 6, 7, 10 years ago, let alone when Google started 18 years ago, whenever it was. So, you know, the world has moved on, and Google's big enough, and it's got an enormous amount of resources and money in the bank to change and take account of these the changing environment in which they operate. So a few years ago, you may have had a website made, and your clever developer at the time, and absolutely nothing wrong with this, would have said, you know, if you want your website to look good on an iPad or a mobile phone, we'll create a separate website for you, a mobile one. And, you know, you may have your name, big company, you know, the AcmeDynamiteCompany.com as your website for desktops and stuff like that. And they may have created AcmeDynamiteCompany.mobi, or they might have got a subdomain, m.acmedynamitecompany.com, which is a separate website effectively. And, you know, Google still supports that. At least it's better than shrinking a website designed for the desktop down. If you don't do anything, basically, if you look at your desktop optimized website on a mobile phone, you are going to have everything crunched into that screen size, basically, that visual real estate. And you ain't going to be able to read it very easily. You're going to have to tap and zoom and move around and scroll around, and it's far from optimal. So, you know, ways of doing it in the past included creating a separate website and whatever. And you'd see, you know, for the mobile version, click here, or for the desktop version, click here. Well, that's putting little obstacles in the user's way. It's not optimizing the user experience. The user doesn't really want to have to faff about by, you know, am I on the right site? Am I clicking here, doing this, da-di-da-di-da? So Google's favored method of doing it, they state this quite clearly, is to simplify things for the user, enhance the user experience by using something called responsive web design. And that's where the same website URL, www.acmedynamitecompany.com, will look one style on a desktop, you know, with a layout that suits the desktop, and is modified automatically when you look at it on a tablet device or an iPhone or whatever. It adjusts the layout, the format, the style of the buttons, and the spacing of stuff according to the type of device that it's being looked on. So it's something that you really have to work out going down that path. What I'm saying here basically is, you may think you might have had mobile covered in the past. Maybe you have to some extent, but it's not the preferred method going forward. Responsive web design is where it's at. And there's a lot of, particularly if you use WordPress, there's a lot of WordPress web themes that are responsive and will help you do this with less trouble than perhaps you think. But you've got to be aware of it. If you're not aware of it, you could get stuck. Anything further on that one, David?
Absolutely. No, look, I find, and we've had a look at and analysed the websites that we've made, and it's websites that are about 2 years and older that are the ones that are being heavily affected. We've certainly been designing websites for the last 2 years, moving our clients towards this anyway. So we haven't had too many people in that sort of period of time trigger off and fail the test. But we have had people who have had websites for a couple of years, you know, haven't really done any modifications to the sites, added a bit of content, but they're the ones that, you know, are falling foul of this. And there is such an easy way to find out whether or not you are going to pass or fail this test. Google, as I said, provides a fairly cool little tool for this. And I'm going to give you the address, so pens and paper ready, or scroll backwards to this because it's important. The lovely May will be hearing this as we're saying it, and she will put this web address into the show notes as well. Thanks, mate. It is www.googlegoogle.com/webmasters/tools/mobile-friendly. Type that in and you'll come to a fantastic little page that says mobile friendly test. Enter your web page URL. Just type your web address in there and the test takes about 30 to 60 seconds. And here's a tip from someone who's tested a lot of websites fairly recently, is that if it takes 30 seconds, you're usually looking at a website that's going to pass. If you're still sitting there after 30 seconds and it's sitting there saying 67%, you're probably looking at a website that's about to fail for a number of reasons. Mm. I figure that when it gets to 67% is actually putting the report together of things that are wrong with your website. But it will give you, as I said, it does give you a list of the things that you need to get in and correct on that website. And it gives you a whole heap of options as to how you might want to go and do that as well. It will also show you in a mobile device what your website currently looks like and why it feels that that you should fail this test. So that's it's really important that you, you know, take that on board.
Yeah.
And, you know, have a look at it.
Now, there's various aspects to this which all come into play. You may be thinking, oh my goodness me, you know, God, this is another layer of hassle to go through and stuff. However, think about it, you know, think about why Google is doing this. They don't do it just to piss people off. They do it because, you know, people like me and you and web developers that have just finished doing a website design for somebody, they do it because of their users. And, you know, Google, I was just saying a few minutes ago, you know, Google, its mantra is to return the best information for users. You got to think, why do they do that? You know, Google's not an altruistic non-profit making charity. You know, they do this because if they return the best information to their searchers, people using their service to search for information, then people will keep coming back to use them because they know they're a good, reliable search engine. And that means that when they place adverts on their search engine pages, as they do, good old Google ads, they can charge more for them because, again, those adverts will be relevant and highly optimized to the searches that people are conducting. And so that's where they obviously make their billions and billions of dollars. So it's all about the user experience. And that is really why they're doing this, because you know, we've gone beyond the 50% tipping point of people searching for stuff on mobile and the way that they interact with the net. So Google want to make it easy for customers. Number one mantra there. So if you are making it easy for people to use your website on a mobile device, Google will say that's great and give you a nice big tick in the box. You've still got to do all the other stuff. You've still got to, you know, provide good content. You've got to provide you know, some SEO on it to make sure that people can pick it up and find itself. But at least you are now making it easy for customers to use your website once they get to it on a mobile device. So, you know, you want to think about things like making the mobile experience friendly. Actually go on your own website and use it on a mobile device. See how easy it is to actually do it. You know, can you find the main information that you need quickly and easily on that very much more smaller visual real estate? You know, use that phrase a few times, but you haven't got a big desktop screen, you haven't got a big laptop screen, you've got a relatively small and in some cases almost tiny screen in order to interact with your website. Can you do it? Can you expect your customer to do it?
It's critical that you do that.
Absolutely. You know, how many clicks does a customer have to go through? Can they use a menu on it easily? Are they going to stab, you know, the wrong thing with their finger when they try and click on that link? As David said before, you know, are links so crammed so close together? You know, if you've got a list of six links next to each other separated by a pixel, chances are they're going to hit the wrong one and go, damn, and backtrack and start over again. You know, not great. If you get it right, though, you're going to have the same kind of thing that's going to happen with a desktop website, which is that people will interact with it more. The better your website is designed for mobile use, the more people will visit more content on your website. You've got to think about what people are doing when they use your website on a mobile device as well. You know, what are they looking for? Are they looking for different information, perhaps? Perhaps it's a different style of information. So, you know, they may be looking for contact information because they already know about you, perhaps more so than great in-depth articles on the scientific interactions of something on something else in this funny part of the world. You know, they might still need to do that because they want to show that to their friend, something they looked at earlier on, and they want to try and find an article, da 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 da. So you've got to make it all easy for them, but think about what they are likely to be looking for on a mobile device. You know, it's going to be quite likely contact information. So, you know, maybe your mobile navigation pane, the buttons to find the main pages of content, you want to have something there that's where the contact information, the location information is present at the top of the screen on the mobile device with the menu to take them to contact information, and the about page is really right up there. Make it easy for them to find it and get to it easily. And that's what, again, Google is going to be giving you more marks for with a mobile responsive website. And one that changes to suit the device that they're looking at and the orientation they're looking at. You know, if you've got an iPhone and it's portrait, and you then look at it on an iPad that's on landscape format, you know, you've got different options there. And again, this is everything that mobile responsive websites take account of: the width of the browser that's being used to look at the content, and how it's going to arrange the layout, and how it's going to arrange the content within that layout.
You have to remember, people's attention spans have massively changed in the last few years. You know, people get impatient now with a 6-second video.
Mm.
Seriously, a 6-second video. The television used to go off for longer than 6 seconds when I was a child, and I wouldn't even bother to try and change the channel. So, you know, attention spans very low. So if they're going to your website and they're not getting what they want instantly, you know, visually, they're having trouble navigating, they will do what's known as bouncing. And two-thirds of them will bounce if they have a negative experience with your website and never return. They will go and talk to a competitor. They'll go and look at another website. So, you know, they go to your website on a mobile device. They go, oh God, that's too small, I can't see that properly. Bounce. Mm-hmm. They're gone. You know, they hit that back button and go back to the Google search and go to the next website that looks like it satisfies their answer. And if that's nice and easy for them to navigate, then they're there. You've lost them forever.
Indeed.
So, you know, you've got to be aware of these sorts of things. And that's what Google is trying to service, to make sure that, you know, their customers are getting the best possible response, because they don't want to provide search results to people where the result that comes up isn't a good website, because then you go and use a different browser. You know, you'll go and use a Yahoo or a Bing or someone like that. You don't get to having, you know, 92% of the search engine traffic in the world by taking a type attitude. You deliver the right stuff to the right people as fast as you possibly can. And that's the attitude that you've got to take with your website as well.
Now, that will give you, if you do this, if you take account of these changes and you do some work on your website and getting it prepared for mobile, and not just pay it, passing lip service, if you like, but actually work on it. There are some big numbers involved here. People searching for local information. You know, you don't have to be a genius to work this one out, but, you know, people are out and about on their mobile phone, out and about in town or going somewhere, whatever, and they've got their mobile phone out. They want to find local information when they're doing this. You know, again, they're unlikely to be doing PhD research on their mobile phone, but they're more likely to be like, you know, what's the number for this restaurant? Where is a good restaurant to go? You know, we've gone somewhere new. Where's a good pub that we can have for lunch? What pubs in this area do great food? Or, you know, I've broken down, I need a garage mechanic, I need, you know, all sorts of different services. Local information. You know, a huge, huge, huge percent of people with a smartphone will search for local information when they're out and about using it. At some point. Now, it's a big, big number. You know, I've done it certainly. And, you know, when you're traveling, you want to find out where to go, you want to find out train times, you want to find out all sorts of stuff. You know, people will use their mobile phone for that. Interestingly, a huge number, 75% plus of mobile searches occur at home. And that's something that David referred to earlier on. You know, you're sitting on the settee, you're watching TV, I wonder about, should we do this, should we do that? Where can I get the information on? Are you going to go over to the desktop, you know, fire it up if it's switched off, go to the laptop, fire it up if it's switched off? You know, it might be in your office, might be in a spare room. You know, it's unlikely to be a standard part of your lounge furniture, perhaps, but you'll probably have an iPad lying around or a tablet device or a phone lying around, and that's where you'll go because it's next to you. Your searching habits have changed. Now, I sure know that my wife, she'll watch something on the iPlayer, the playback service for the BBC or television, whatever. And then at the end of that, you know, she'll start, you know, something triggers and you start searching around for stuff. So, you know, quite often searches on an iPad at the end of the day.
Two-screen viewing.
Mm. Yeah, you've got to be ready for it. If you've got a site that's not servicing that need, then, you know, you're going to be in trouble. And the path that we're heading down, as David said at the outset on this one, is, you know, more and more and more mobile search is going to be occurring. And you need to be positioned now, sooner rather than later, to address that need. 2 years, 3 years, you know, it's going to be everybody's going to have tablet devices, and that's where they're going to be doing most of the searching. You know, you're going to be talking 80%, 90% of searching, and you know, you've got to be ready to cater for that.
Over 90% of television viewing is done in what's known as two-screen viewing, where they're watching the television and then looking up stuff on their phone or on their iPad.
Mm.
And I was on public transport in another city a few days ago and saw someone watching something on their iPad on the train and then looking up stuff on their phone. So it's not like they're just doing it at home. They're doing it like when they're on the go as well. So, you know, this is why Google has made this move. So please do yourself a favor. Go and find out, does my website pass this check? If it does, fantastic. Go back to concentrating on content. If it doesn't, call someone. Get it fixed. Make it happen. 21st of April, that's your deadline. After that, Google is going to start artificially ranking you down. And you know, once they rank you down, that doesn't automatically mean if you then go and quickly change everything on the 27th, that you'll start to come back up. It means that, you know, when Google gets around to it, they'll consider you because you haven't done the right thing within the deadline.
Yeah.
So, you know, Google doesn't love you. Google's running a separate business. So take our advice. Go and do this. It's really important.
Yeah, indeed.
I reckon that'll do us.
I think so. I hopefully fired up people to check that they have a mobile-friendly website that is user-friendly on mobile devices. You know, let's remember that. It's got to be user-friendly, mobile-responsive website that provides the kind of content that people want, both on desktop and on mobile devices, in a layout and a ease of use, you know, all this kind of stuff. It's all linked together, and if you're focusing on that a little bit, give it some love and attention, Google will keep loving you and keep doing you favors in search engines. I think it's probably about it for this week. Any questions on it, please drop us a line. You have the options of our website, davidversusdavid.com. You have a Facebook where you can catch us at facebook.com/davidversusdavid, and iTunes where you can download this and subscribe to other episodes and get every episode delivered to you each week, and leave us glowing 5-star reviews, which we always love. We hope you found this episode useful. You know, if it's ringing alarm bells, don't be too alarmed, but do something about it. Don't ignore it. That's the crucial one. It won't go away, and the issue that Google are addressing here is only going to get bigger. If you ignore it, it's like having a business 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 2 years ago that doesn't have a website. You know, why would you have a business without a website? You know, you've taken hopefully that opportunity over the last few years to get yourself a website. You know, sorry, but the world changes. Google changes to reflect the world, and you need to change to reflect the changes that Google's reflecting, the changes of the world as well, blah 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 blah. It's you know, it's the food chain, and we're all in it, and it's one of those things that we have to work on. So don't ignore it. It's not going to go away. Work with Google, don't work against it, because they're bigger than you, believe me. And then, you know, you will hopefully get the leg up on your competitors who may be slower to react than you, that may, you know, be left floundering wondering where their website traffic has gone because you know, they're stuck in a desktop only mode, and you know, it's an opportunity rather than a problem. So there you go. From me, David Pritchard, here in the UK, I think it's going to be over and out. David, have you got anything else to add before you sign off?
No, I reckon that's plenty enough. Catch you next week, gang. Take care of yourself. Go and check your website.
Yeah, indeed. Take care, everybody.
You have just been listening to the David vs. David podcast with David Pritchard and David Council.
helping you get knockout results with your online marketing and advertising. Please keep in mind that the ideas, opinions, and information shared in the show are those of the hosts and do not reflect those of their past employers.